ain't turning round. The drums of war are being pounded. Are they serious? So loud, we all hear them, stuck in our various state places of capture. The shock at the thought of it, are they serious? That they're pushing Cold War tactics at us as if the last 70 years didn't exist, as if we really haven't now all become friends across all their false divisions. It makes us feel a bit woozy. We find it difficult to breathe. The sociopathic statesmen plowing ahead so hard at breakneck speed, despite and because all of our love is blooming. Recent propaganda plants intended to make and stoke our fear and uncertainty about our chances of forging global unity. Quote, there's no doubt that the United States faces serious security threats. Really, he's referring to North Korea and Russia. An idea once unthinkable, and these are going to be four separate quotes from four separate articles. An idea once unthinkable is gaining attention in European policy circles, a European Union nuclear weapons program. And then foreign and defense ministers of European Union members reached a deal on Monday to create a headquarters for military training operations, setting aside, at least for now, concerns that the step might lead to the establishment of a European army to rival NATO. And these are all from the New York Times, which is largely a tool of the Plato's tribesmen, the hidden global statesmen. It consistently promotes the picture power wants us to have of a world of threat, the U.S. under siege. And no doubt state-specific versions of this message are occurring across the globe. This is what a very self-conscious and organized global, as our good three put it, global right, as we put it, global state statesmen mean. It means they orchestrate globally. We haven't been talking about that. We've seen this tactic repeatedly, but now we see and know each other globally and can counter it with more than just good thoughts. We can counter it with mobilization for the unity of all peoples globally by stopping work for a day on a volunteer basis, no coercion, of discussion, planning, and partying. We have the means to organize this quickly if we in the regions of greater official civil protections of speech and assembly use this on paper protection to push hard before these power-obsessed decide, as we saw with the installation of the Trump tool of power and in their lies about the murder of Prince, for that matter, that public opinion and preference may be disregarded. We've watched them plow full steam ahead with the imposition of their plan of fascism by using their own lies and behind-scenes foul-playing as evidence to make the case that the ignorant among us gave us the horror story of Trump, which in a sense is true once we discuss that the most dangerous ignorance is the belief one is a philosopher king, which springs from the ignorance of the abusiveness of class and one's own suffering as an infant as a result of it. It's just so obvious that this is the global states guy's agenda, not ours. Ours we share with Prince and all large spirits to live and love well. That's what we want. So the only discussion we should be having is this. Do the means exist for every person on the planet to live and love well, without coercion or necessity worming itself into this process of harvesting from our playing together, our juicy apple of content? The self-sufficiency resources identified on the nascent website alone say yes. And they but get the ball rolling. grease the gears of our endless creativity. Off leash. That's what we want to do with our time on the planet. Build a just and abundant and joyous world for all, in which all the babies born into it get to stay happy. It's taken us 10,000 years to get here because Nicola and Prince are right. We needed the means to unite by going around the power guys. Thanks to them, we have these means and we see the way.